Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY. Our Saline Area Chamber of Commerce report today features an entrepreneur. She has two different components to her business. Her name is Jennifer Vivekanand, and she has a Bachelor of Fine Arts from Kendall College of Art and Design. She's an artist who provides graphic design and marketing services, brand identity, and digital advertising through her online store, Art by Jen. And it's so nice to meet you.
Thank you for having me, and I appreciate the opportunity to be featured on your show.
There are two components to your business. Describe these.
There are. The newest one is my printables shop. And if you don't know what a printable is, it's a digital file that you download, like a greeting card or invitations, all of that sort of thing. And you can print it out at home right at your computer. Or you can take it to like places like the UPS store if you want to do a large job, because some of my printables are in packages, 21 pages. So if you want to use all the ink on your computer. So that's one aspect.
So you create this design for your client.
Well, I can do custom work as well, but if you go to my website, artbyjen.com, you'll see my printable shop, and you'll also see my portfolio. The portfolio will feature all my graphic design work, which I do freelance, so digital marketing, all that, social media ads, things like that. And if you go to the principal's shop, you can see everything. I have different categories, the Christmas shop, greeting cards, birthday parties, and a lot of my work has been inspired by my travels.
I love that you have a special occasion stuff link in here.
Yeah, not too stuffy, right?
Yeah. Tooth fairy, leprechauns, booed signs,
yeah.
Elf notes. How cool to have a certificate from the tooth fairy, lost tooth certificate.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of stay-at-home moms are a lot of my clientele for the printable shop and other people. But, you know, it's very approachable art. It's very low-key. It's nothing stuffy. That's why I put stuff.
People put on a lot of parties these days, and they want to do things that are different. You've got a birthday party category that allows people to download some really cool games and other kinds of things you might want to use at a party.
Sure. Well, nowadays there's a trend toward non-edible party favors. So I have things like bookmarks and greeting cards and that sort of thing. But also there's banners, table cards, you know, things you'd get from a party store, but I have a lot of niche items that you might not find at some of your brick-and-mortar stores.
Mm-hmm. Really cool idea here. Artbyjen.com, and Jen is with two N's.
Jen with two N's, yes.
Artbyjen.com. So that's one aspect, the printables. Talk about the other part of your business.
Yeah, sure. I also do graphic design. So there's a lot of clients who are smaller businesses, and there's a misconception out there that graphic design is expensive. I'm an affordable option. So if you're just looking for a simple logo, business card design, need a few graphics for slide presentations, contact me at jen@artbyjen.com. I'm happy to give a quote that works within your design budget.
Can you give us an idea so people kind of know what something might cost, an example?
Well, I will usually do a if you go to my website, you can go to my contact me page.
Okay.
And typically what I need is people to write out what they're looking for. So it gives me a chance to give a quote based on the scope of the job.
Okay. And this could be whether it's a business or an individual.
Yes, I do have different rates for individuals and businesses, and that really helps people who have small businesses. If you have like a plumbing business, if you have, if you're a musician, there's some small chefs that do pop-up. You might have heard that term bandied about, pop-ups.
Pop-up stores we know about, where a store tried to get its sea legs and might be in a building that is for lease. And
well, for example, a coffee shop might say, you know, hey, we've got this local person who's going to do a pop-up event at my shop.
Right.
Come on down. And they want to they'll advertise that on social media.
Ah.
So that's where I can come in. I can do these ads on Facebook, Instagram stories, Pinterest, all these places where to let people know, Twitter, to let them know that you're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really quick way to rally the troops, so to speak, so they know where to go and where it's at.
All right. And so many people struggle with that because they don't know how to put together those kinds of things generally. And you want something that's going to stand out. Let's talk about the importance of branding and promoting small businesses.
Sure. I believe everyone should have access to great design at affordable cost. Graphic design does not have to cost thousands of dollars. And if you're a small business, it's even more important to get the word out so that people can find you because you don't have that large advertising budget. People often underestimate the importance of branding and promoting your small business. Like your brand identity would be the visual elements of a brand, such as color, design, logo, language. They help consumers identify and tell you apart from your competitors. And that's really important when you're a small business. People have to know you're there.
Mm-hmm.
Branding is the process of building awareness of your brand identity, like your key goals, customers, and the message you want to get out to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I can help you do that in an affordable way at artbygen.com.
People love to hear about affordable when it comes to these kinds of things.
Of course, yes.
A lot of people are self-publishing books these days. Mm-hmm. You also play a role in that.
Well, I can help get your files ready for publication. And you absolutely, even if you're publishing a book on Amazon, you need to have some promotional materials, so that, like a book cover.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs to be digital. Nowadays, everything's digital. So you can take that same piece of artwork and promote it on all your social media sites as well.
What a great idea. I mentioned that you have a bachelor's of fine arts from Kendall College of Art and Design, renowned
right.
school.
Oh, thank you.
It really is a wonderful school, the people that come out of there. Talk about your time there and what that was like.
Well, I think it really helped shape me because they have these study abroad programs, and I was able to go to Italy and England, and they were really wonderful opportunities for me to expand my thoughts and ideas about art and design at a young age. And travel really inspires a lot of my designs. For example, a recent family trip to Peru inspired my whole llama birthday line. And you can see the connections.
Uh-huh.
I have a blog on my website called Feeling Artsy, and that's a great place for people to see. You can see the connection between my travels and my art.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'm posting ways to use my art. So you might say, okay, what do I do with this? How do I set it up? And I'm doing little ads and videos, and I think it'll really help people.
And they can see your work then.
Yeah, you can see the work for sure.
Jennifer Vivekanand, and again, her website is artbyjen.com. You also were appointed to the Celine Arts and Culture Committee as a graphic design member volunteer. What does that committee do, and what is some of the work that you've been involved with in that?
Well, I'm pretty new to it, and we have another meeting tonight at City Hall in Celine.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, they have art around Celine and some other, the marionette, Bixby marionettes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the main things that they work on right now. But it's a really nice way to get involved in your local community, and it's a volunteer position, so I'll do graphic design for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice way to get to know people in the art scene that's local.
And they must be the ones that put the framed artwork on buildings?
Yes, yes.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, so it's fun. I'm enjoying getting to know all those people.
Hmm.
And I've done a lot of volunteer graphic design for my children's schools, and I think I've done some stuff for Girls on the Run and Destination Imagination and Celine. And my husband and I have mentored and coached robotics, First Robotics, and I've done graphic design for them as well. So I like to contribute to the community as well.
Very involved family. I love that. If you're looking for quality art and graphic design at affordable prices, including branding, digital and print marketing, or advertising materials, do check out artbyjen.com. Make sure you put in two N's there on Jen. Artbyjen.com. Jennifer Vivekanand, she is a member of the Celine Area Chamber of Commerce. And for information about the chamber and its members, you can go to CelineChamber.org. Again, that's CelineChamber.org. Nice to know someone like you is out there that can help these small business people with these kinds of issues because they want to run their business. They've got a lot of work
to do.
And they're not necessarily experts in this area of marketing and design.
And it can be a little intimidating as well if you think you have to go to these big agencies and all you need is a business card or a logo design. It can be really scary, or you think you can't afford it. And mm-hmm. that's just not true. I'm here to help you at artbyjen.com.
Check her out. Thanks, Jen. Nice to meet you.
All right. Thank you for
Jennifer
having me.
Jennifer Vivekanand on the Lucy Ann Lantz Show, and this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.